I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for October 31st, 2023. Happy Halloween. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that Kimberly Swartzlander is excused this evening. If I can do county staff introductions, who do we have from planning today?
Brady Brunhart, Conference of Planning.
Hi, Brady. Thank you. All right, during the meeting, I ask that you turn off all your cell phones, tablets, anything that's going to cause noise. If you need to have a conversation, if you wouldn't mind taking it out to the lobby so that you don't disturb our speakers. We ask you to come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Please use the microphone so that you can be clearly heard. We do record the meetings, and that's the purpose. Whether the audience can hear you or not, we have to make sure you're heard on the recording. During the meeting, there's a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing as on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone like to speak at this time? Yes, ma'am. Your name and address? Or do you just have a quick question?
I have a whole thing. my name is Irene. Is that on?
Can we hit the switch on the mic?
God only knows. Okay. My name is Irene. Address is 207 Culmination Lane. Do I have to spell my last name?
Yes, please.
It's long, so that's why I asked. P-H-A-K-E-O-V-I-L-A-Y.
Very good.
I know that.
Perfect.
I want to speak regarding item number one, WS230499.
Okay, for that, you need to wait until I read it into the record, okay. And then I'll have the applicant come up, and then we'll let you speak. We're asking just for items that are not currently on the agenda right now. Okay, thank you. So we'll get there in just a minute. We have two quick things to do. Can I have an approval of the minutes for September 26, 2023?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for September 26, 2023 as written with no changes.
We have an approval of the minutes for September 26th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for October 31st, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for October 31st, 2023 with no holds or changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for October 31st. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items?
None.
Okay. Planning and zoning, item number one, WS230499 SEC 1910 LLC. Holdover waiver development standards for a loading bay within the front of the complex. Design reviews for a proposed food salmon processing facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 1.1 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone and an MD design manufacturing AE 60 zone, generally located on the north side of Mall Avenue, 325 feet east of Spencer Street within Paradise. Hello.
Good evening and happy Halloween. Bob Gronauer, 1980 Vessel Plaza Drive. I am here representing the applicant this matter, and I want to thank the board for allowing us to hold this matter for a few meetings. And the reason is because we were actually dealing with two types of forces. One, we were dealing with some of the neighbors, and I know there's some neighbors here tonight. We did have a neighborhood meeting back on October 12th. My colleague, Liz Olson, has been working with the neighbors to address the use of the within the facility, and I'll get into that in another second. And then the other part that we were dealing with is working with Public Works in the redesign of the location of our loading dock. So I'll bring those two together as I go through the presentation here. The first thing I want to show you is on the overhead here. It's the location of our property. This is an existing building. It's about 1.1 acres. This whole area here is industrial planned and zoned for mostly MD zonings out here. The irony of this is the food processing for the salmon is allowed as a right. The only reason why we are before you is because, and I'll show you on the plan, the initial plan that we had with staff was showing the, this is the building, the existing building. We had a plan that shows the loading dock would be in the front of our building here, which would line up exactly with one of the two driveways that we have on the property. And I'll show you some of our revisions that we made and conversations that we've had with Public Works. I'll start with the concerns from the neighbors. This is a salmon processing facility. What will happen is they have flown in salmon that's already filleted. The salmon will come in once or twice a week on by truck, and it will be brought in. And then actually, I'll show you on the exhibit, we're going to have a loading dock on the side now instead of in the front. And in this area here is the freezer or refrigerator rated area that we would store the salmon that would come in. And then inside the building, we do have a smoker. It's a machinery from Germany. It's high tech. It's filtrated. Obviously, the concerns from the neighbors are from a smell standpoint. We're very comfortable with the concentration of what we would be smoking in this area is not going to have a smell that's going to permeate outside the building and down the block. That being said, we do have operation hours from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. We have about 8 to 12 employees that are going to be on site. We do have, for truck traffic purposes, we do have two other trucks during the week that will be delivering the smoked salmon out there. This is, the smoked salmon is targeted. The clientele is the strip hotels and restaurants, the high-end restaurants, and the other major events that come here to Las Vegas that want the smoked salmon. So what we did in addition to the neighborhood meeting, as I said, we had a neighborhood meeting, and unfortunately not everybody's in agreement with us with respect to what we're proposing, what we're doing here. But that's why the neighbors are here tonight, but we did reach out because Commissioner's Office and Blanca asked us to do that, and that's what we do. So we informed as many as we could, and through those meetings, and we've had other conversations Liz Olson's had with neighbors. So what we've done in the last couple of weeks in working with staff, and mainly Public Works, because this starts with Public Works, is, as I showed you initially, we had our loading dock that was planned to come out in this area here, which necessitates the waiver development standard that you cannot have a loading dock facing out onto the street. So in working with Antonio and Public Works, what we ended up doing is putting a raised dock located in this area here, as you can see on the plans. So the game plan is we're going to bring a truck, one or two trucks that come in during the week. We come in around the building in this area, and then come in, and then back up. It would back up and turn in into here in this area here, and then they would unload. One of the things that we have agreed to do with Public Works, they're going to require us with that on this new design that we've given them, is remove these two parking spaces there, and they want two other parking spaces removed here. All that is, we have more than enough parking, so this is not going to impact parking whatsoever. But what Public Works said, in order to support it, that they wanted to make sure that there'd be enough turning in this area, and those aren't needed. One of the things that we've offered to do and we're totally fine with is we can control this manually because we have ingress and egress to driveways here. We're going to block this off when the trucks come in with cones at that point in time while the truck parks. And then we can remove the cones. That is something that we are voluntarily adding. That wasn't asked by Public Works, but we said to give you extra comfort in this area with respect to the trucks in the, that would be located in this area. We were more than willing to do that. So we believe as we go through this, because of the redesign here, that we're probably not meeting the waiver development standard, but until somebody tells us otherwise, we're still going to go through that process and show you. But the reason why we've held this two or three meetings now is, as I said, for the two forces. One is to meet with the neighbors to try to educate them on what we're proposing and what's going on. And then the second part of this was we had to work with Public Works to get them on board. And as of this morning and early this afternoon, working with Public Works, we finally got there with respect to the location and making some other little changes. As I said, certainly ask us to remove parking spaces, as I mentioned. So that being said, I can answer any questions. I know there are at least two or three neighbors that are here to speak in opposition, and I can answer questions after they're done speaking.
Very good. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Okay, you want to come up first? Can we get the microphones right there?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Susan Rodriguez, 6961 Country Day Lane, less than a football field from this facility. And, well, thanks for the time. I've been here three or four times, it's been moving up. He says because neighborhood meetings, I'm listening to all of you. Sir.
No. You have to address that. You can't talk to other people.
Well, I want to ask him what meetings. Because
okay.
He tried to do the meetings on Zoom. Nobody could get on. There were only two people. Only two people got into Zoom. And I couldn't even see the lawyer's face. I don't know if they blocked me out, they don't want to see me, or the thing was not working. Okay, what other meeting? It is no other meeting with neighbors. Now, we are afraid of the smell. Yes, we don't care about who he parked his trucks. We don't care, because we have trucks right there, going by. Now, MD, yes, but it's industrial. It's not other facility doing food or processing, I don't know what. They mentioned there is another catering business in the neighborhood. It is a taco shop facing Easter. They have a truck in the back, which when they have festivity, the one they have over the county, that's for the trick-or-treat town employees. That's what they do. They don't process no food. Now, this is from one of the lawyers. Then someone in the neighborhood sent in, they were back and forth through messages. They said, all the smoking salmon is done inside in the smoke area. Therefore, there will be a legal to know the smell outside. How much is legal? Who in the county? My neighbor, Hichi, got better details about what she researched. Now, I send emails to a couple of companies. They have the small smoker, big smoker, and the response from one was, haha, what the smoker is not going to throw the smoke out. It is no smoker. They said, I don't know what you mean. I don't understand what you say. I understand. Because with my English, sometimes I don't even understand myself what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? But I did a research on the smokers. Now, their own words, how much is legal? Okay? Who determine who is legal or who is allowed? Like I said, a bunch of businesses are run, and we don't care. You know, we have the airport. You see it in my backyard on a busy day, I can smell the fumes from the airport. The rubber comes from the wheels, from their land. Now, we're going to have this 500? I mean, and I want to know at the end if the smell is greater than what they named Leo, who's going to stop. I talked to someone from the county, and he's come down. We have an agency. We want to see how work on this one, you know. That's my worry. How much is Leo? And it is our home. That will affect. I'm going to move. I'm going to sell my house, and the whole neighborhood is going to stink. Who wants to live next to a smoker facility? I know. They said they were from Germany. Maybe that's why I couldn't get any information in my research. But that's what we are afraid of, the smell. How they park, how they go in and out, is fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I was just going to say, you need to wrap it up because each person gets 3 minutes. So.
I appreciate that.
Okay. And when everyone finishes speaking, we'll have the applicant come back up and answer your questions for you.
Okay.
Can I start to now? My name is Irene Pacovila.
I'm for no meetings.
2071 Culmination Lane. I was not aware that they had done some redesign, so that looks great. The neighborhood and I opposed the loading bay within the front of the salmon processing facility on Mall Avenue, where it's not currently permitted. We thank the county staff comprehensive planning and analysis and agree with staff's conclusion to not support this applicant's request. Staff finds that the location of the loading dock itself is problematic. Trucks will have to back into the dock from the right of way on Mall Avenue, causing a stacking of vehicles and increasing the potential for collisions. Staff is greatly concerned with the loading dock in front of the building due to the nearby residences and the loss of sufficient screening landscaping within the front of the building. Staff has additional concerns regarding the possible odors that may emanate from the site due to the processing and smoking of fish products, which is not a similar use to the surrounding industrial area. The applicant's team claims that there will be little to no smell outside the building and there will be only 2 deliveries a week. This raises concerns for residents. What will be done if deliveries increase for more than 2 deliveries a week? How will little to no smell be judged and measured? What will be done if nearby residents smell odor? Who is responsible for paying for the costs associated with the fish odors emanating outside the building? The salmon plant cannot be the ones determining whether or not their facilities, odors, and operations are disruptive to nearby residences. That would be inappropriate. There are significant negative impacts from this project to our neighborhood and proximity to Sunset Park. Just because there is already one loading dock facing the neighborhood doesn't justify a need for more on Mall Avenue. We do not want any more loading docks facing the neighborhood. The existing one located directly adjacent to the east is enough disturbance. Even without it operating as a raw fish processing plant, for these reasons, the neighborhood and I cannot support the applicant's request. And there would be no more neighbors here, but obviously they have Halloween obligations with family, so only the 2 of us out of the 70 neighbors could come to represent. Thank you so much for hearing us.
Thank you. So is anyone else who'd like to speak? We already spoke.
Okay.
Sorry.
I forgot what they said. I wait.
So you got all those questions they have?
Yeah, I think the first thing I want to point out with the gentleman that spoke, our office has spoken to him more than one occasion. I know Liz Olson has spoken to him after the town board and on the phone. We did have one meeting. I want to make sure I clarify in case I said multiple. What I meant is we had one meeting with other subsequent conversations with other neighbors, okay? But the gentleman, we had multiple conversations with him, and the reason is he already knew about the German equipment that we explained to him. The catering business, although I'll correct him out of all due respect, there is a catering business located right here. I could show you, we did the research from the business license and taking a look there, you can see this is our facility. There is already a catering food processing in the area that's located right there. So I just wanted to at least show you. So we've had these conversations, so it's not like we haven't had conversations. And I said, out of all due respect, we just agreed and disagree with respect to what we're proposing there. The gentleman knows that this is allowed as a right. He has said he understood that, but he's still going to fight because of the potential smell. One of the things, and I don't know if Liz has mentioned, but I'll mention here, is if there are smells, just like with any other of these businesses that aren't in line, you can make complaints to code enforcement. And the commissioner, especially Commissioner Gibson, is very familiar with other complaints of odors and so on, and they've dealt with it through the health district and other means in the county. So if there is an issue with smell, there are avenues that you can actually address with respect to that issue if there is. Again, the changes that we made with the lady that mentioned concerns, a lot of that she was mentioning about the front, and we understood that in sitting down with Public Works. As I told you, when we met with Public Works and made some changes, we had to make sure we addressed their concerns. And I want to show you the existing again, as I'll wrap everything up and answer questions that you may have. Yeah, I'll just leave this up and I can answer other questions, but we'd ask you to approve the application respectfully, with the understanding that the revision is to the dock on the side of the building is not in the front of the building as it was initially proposed.
Thank you. I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I know that area well. There are other food businesses in there. I believe Fresh Cut Vegetables processes over off of Helm. There's the Food Depot, what is it, Restaurant Depot over there that stocks food for restaurants. So you wouldn't be the only food type industrial business in the area. As far as the odors, you know, we've gone round and round on this board about marijuana odors because everybody told us there wasn't going to be any, and then there are. They're everywhere. They have special air processing. Is there some type of, you know, as they mentioned, the smoke? When you have a smoker, where's the smoke gonna go so that isn't released into the air?
Yeah, it goes through a special made filtration system for this type of use. That's why we said the machinery is coming from Germany. It's not been used in the United States. My clients are from France, and they're French, mm-hmm. and so you're European, and so they are used to different European equipment uses and so on, so they're bringing this stuff to the United States. So the filtration system is more of the high end that they don't have here in the United States. And then through the filtration system, you have it filtering through the HVAC system, and then as whatever may come out at that point in time. But the goal is, and my understanding is what they've said and the information they've sent, and that we were trying to relay to the gentleman, is the filtration system is where most of that stuff is filtered out at that point.
So, because air quality control is not going to let you install anything that's going to allow smoke into the air, obviously, for pollution's sake. So,
correct.
I just want to make sure that the equipment has some way of controlling that. As far as the driveway, I didn't see any problems with the driveway at all. I don't think that's an issue, but we'll hear what my other members have to say.
Yes, could you go back to the map and show me where the residence and where the site is proposed?
Yeah, so this is Spencer to orient you. This is Mall. Our building is the existing building located right there, and I believe the gentleman said he might live on Country Day Lane, and the lady, I didn't see the street
combination.
Name. Excuse me?
Combination Lane. It's right by Country Lane. Country Day Lane.
Okay.
I'm on the corner there.
It might be one of the little cul-de-sac areas there that don't have the streets, yeah. That's why I couldn't find it. So they would be located in this area, I think, that's fair to say.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with filtration systems because I've been one of the largest powder coating companies in Las Vegas for many decades. And the system that the county has put in, which is ironically enough, nobody else had to put one in, but we had to, that also came from Europe, and you couldn't even smell the paint fumes outside. So it's as nice as that system. I mean, everybody smells lack of dinner, and you could smell lack of dinner outside of the window filter system. So if it's something like that, I could probably support it, but if it's not, then I'd probably go over there with them and make the phone call to code enforcement myself, because we have to be very respectful to the community as well. And I'm definitely pro business. So if you guys are saying that it's all that in bag of chips, I could probably support them.
I mean, I'm on both sides of this. I can understand the concerns of being near a smoking facility. And just to be clear to you guys, this is not a use permit. They're not asking for permission to put this facility in there. That's not something we can judge. They have the right to put the building in there. This is completely about the development standards and design review. So we understand your concerns, but that's not actually something that we're allowed to vote on. I am concerned with some mysterious German machinery, just because is it already approved by the FDA to be used in commercial processing? Is there any concern that they're going to get here and then someone's going to come do a health and safety check and be like, absolutely not, we don't know this machine?
So the question is, so we're controlled by the FDA.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of the things I forgot to mention, which I think is probably a bigger concern than, to me, the filtration, is the garbage outside, or any garbage. So there are a little bit of organics from the fillets, but what happens is there's a requirement by FDA that you have to remove that on a daily basis and gets disinfected. So we have our own, when I say garbage removal, you have to do that because that's a part of FDA. So we're going to be controlled by FDA on that.
Well, now you brought up a fun thought of 110 degree outside weather with fish. Like, is the trash going to be inside the facility until you take it out?
We have trash on the inside and on the outside, but we're going to be moving it. It's going to be removed immediately. It has to every day, so we have to move it.
Yeah, but removed every day, even if it sits outside for an hour in 120 degree weather, fish remains is going to be a fantastic smell.
Yeah, go to Buffet Asia.
just leave Buffet Asia out of this. They're not part of this one. So I would just be concerned about that. But
we didn't have that on the inside because, like I said, all that stuff's going to be removed on a daily basis.
Yeah, because I'm assuming you're going to have a trash schedule where you know they're coming in the next 20 minutes.
We have to buy the FDA.
Yeah,
yes,
you dump it out.
Point.
So the machinery that you're saying has this filtration has already been approved by the FDA to be used in?
I'm going to presume it has. It's been approved by FDA, and I think we still have to get the health district.
Yeah.
And we have to get the health district to sign off on it. So I don't know where we are with that, but that is what we have to do regardless if it's from Germany or anywhere else. We have to get that approved.
Yeah. My concern is you're touting this beautiful, wonderful filtration system, and you guys are going to get it here, and there's going to be some guy with a clipboard that shows up and is like, ooh, no, and then you have to go with a second-rate one that's not as good as this beautiful one from Germany because we don't like to always work with the Germans. It's just how the FDA is. So that's my concern, but where the backup is seems fine. I don't see any particular reason why they can't park there, but that just comes down to smell, which, again, you're going to have to report it when it doesn't work out. John?
I'd have to stick with, I don't have a problem with the loading dock the way you did it. I still have a problem with the supposed machine that's going to keep the odor from going out. We have not had very good luck with that I've seen so far. I don't know who or what agency has approved this from Germany or whatever. I don't know if it works. Don't know anything about it. And you say, well, you know, if it doesn't work right, then you can get with code enforcement and what have you. Well, there goes another problem, because that doesn't work too well either. It's very slow. It's very cumbersome. It takes them time. You could go a year or two trying to get it resolved. In the meantime, these people have this odor problem. Let's assume there's an odor problem. I can't support, I'm pretty much on board with staff feeling about the odor. I don't have a problem with the loading dock. So at this point, because I can't see my way clear on the odor issue, I can't support it. I don't think we have enough information.
The only thing I'd add in there is the health district has to approve all filtrations. Mm-hmm. And whatever the health district approves, and if it's a German-made machinery or some other filtration, that's what we need to get the approval for. But I'm just throwing that out.
But we know how it goes when there is odor and how long it takes to get anything done about it.
Yeah, our only recourse in that matter is having them come back for a public review after a year to see if there are any serious complaints with the odor, but that didn't work for marijuana either.
No.
Rather than denying the application, are you all okay with approving the holdover waiver for the loading bay and just denying the design review? So that the emphasis on is when he goes to the next step of proving up the odors would be taken care of.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sounds about as good a resolution as we're going to get.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve the holdover waiver of development standards for the loading bay within the front of the complex and deny the design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So when you go to the next step, which is Planning Commission. Take with you, because I'm sure more neighbors will be able to show up then. You can just have more information on the filtration system and whatnot. So I think that's the only thing that's going to give anybody a comfort level.
Okay. Okay. And thank you for deliberations and happy Halloween. And I'll see you again.
Thank you.
I'm coming back on November 21st. So it's right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, good.
He's got a holiday schedule.
Item number 2, UC 2306812151, Sunset LLC, use permit for a recreational facility, waiver development standards to reduce required parking, design reviews for the following: 1, warehouse and recreational facility, and 2, increase in finished grade on 2.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Surrey Street and Sunset Road within Paradise. Hello. We get all the big guys today. You guys don't ask kids.
Good evening, Madam Chair, with members of the Greg Esposito, 1442 White Drive, representing the applicant. I'm sure we're all familiar with this parcel. It's rather large, obviously vacant infield parcel, short, a little bit away from a busy intersection of Sunset and Eastern, right in front of La Quinta. This is the airport. It's the far east end of the airport where the planes idle and then, you know, start to take off, so the long noise pollution there. This apartment complex has been there since Vegas existed. And then this warehouse, which is rather large, like big box warehouse, not very spectacular, that was built over the past couple of years. The project that we're talking about will take up that parcel right there. The buildings are not just typically big box warehouse looking buildings. They've included some window fronts, different colors, red and blue accents, mezzanines with each of the buildings. I think building 3 is the best looking one, which is why I led with that one. But buildings 2 and 1 are very similar. And then as far as the site plan, I want to point out that this is where the apartment complex is. There's really only one building of the apartment complex that's right here. This is the clubhouse and pool. So if you were concerned about it affecting the other residential neighbors, it's really very limited. And you'll notice there's no drive aisle, no loading dock, no parking up against the apartment complex. So it really should have a very limited impact on the residential neighbors. Obviously, as I said, the warehouse is here, the airport's there, and so the Quinta. But the noise, it's a pretty good distance away across the parking lot. And if you'll remember, I was actually here a little over a year ago for this exact site. The reason we're coming back is because we had to redesign the site because two of the tenants needed enclosed yards. This building is currently going to be owned by a turf company, the artificial turf replacing grass. I have in my backyard, it's quite nice. And then this building, interestingly, when you go to check out AutoZone and you have the option to buy a reconditioned part, that's what they do. They take auto parts, recondition and repackage them, and then distribute them back out to the sales. So that these buildings are going to be owned by their tenants. The reason that's key will come up later when it comes to the parking. One of the waivers we're asking for is for the drainage. Now, if you're familiar with the site, you'll know that this has sort of been filled in. The majority of the parcel has been filled in already, and it's pretty flat. Right here, along the, there's a drainage, a small drainage channel along the fence of the apartment complex. Right here, there's a ditch that just time has eroded away the dirt or just never got backfilled. And so Public Works and we don't want rain to drain towards the apartment complex. I think when we saw the monsoons come through a couple months ago, what happens when that water hits walls and just takes out the walls. And so the objective is to either drain towards Surrey or to Sunset, not towards the La Quinta. So we have to ask for the waiver to increase the maximum grade in order to meet the standards that Public Works is setting for us for drainage. So I hope you can approve that condition. Now getting to the parking, which is really the big issue, the only issue in my opinion. The tenant in the third building, or building two, I should say, is a soccer training facility for youth. It's being called by the county a recreation facility. Which is fine, I mean, it's semantics in a way. What's gonna happen here is kids after school on the weekends are going to come and they're gonna practice here. It's not a regulation size soccer field, this one. This one's obviously too small. And so the goal is during the hot summer months, I mean, let's just say from around mid-May to mid-September, it's just too hot to play outside. And I mean, we know that we're having more extreme heat events now than ever before. And no parent wants their kid out in June, July when it's, you know, 110, 115, it'll melt your brain. And so the Valley needs indoor sports facilities to continue to participate in the activities that they enjoy. And so we need indoor facilities like this. We understand that the county has to classify it as a certain use, recreational facility, and that increases the parking requirement. If this was considered a training facility, we would actually only be two spaces short. If this was considered a warehouse, we would be like right at what we need. So we're really close if it was called anything but this recreational facility. And so the goal and what actually happens, I mean, the owner has operated one of these elsewhere, and what winds up happening is the parents drop their kids off. They don't stay. If you are familiar with this part of Sunset, it's very busy right around rush hour. I don't think anyone is going to risk driving across Sunset at this point. I mean, the people in the apartment complex have to. There is cross access. So everyone's going to be coming down Surrey. There are two driveways in, right here and right here. They're going to drop the kids off, and they're going to wind up coming back out Surrey. They can continue through Sunset and head east if they want to. That's an easy traffic flow. The point is that the site is designed for traffic to flow through, drop the kids off after school, after work, on Saturdays. And that's why it's relevant what these two buildings are and who owns them. The turf company is not a Saturday business. The auto parts company is not a Saturday business. It's not an after business hours businesses. The turf people are going to come in at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, loading up their trucks, getting out, being done by 2, 3 in the afternoon. Auto parts will probably keep similar hours, if not exact, but they'll be done by 4 or 5. That's around when the kids will start showing up for their classes, for their training. And so, the parking spaces that would typically be used for warehouses like this, if it was Amazon, it was a receiving center, somebody, you know, lots of people working there all the time, those spaces would be empty by the time these kids show up. And so we feel that while we understand staff's recommendation to not base the parking, you'll notice the staff, you know, says that the use is appropriate, that the warehouses are well designed, they just can't approve it because of the parking. So we're hoping that you can see that the facility is needed for the area for kids to be able to continue their activities in extreme heat conditions, and that the parking will be adequate for the use. That I can answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I have never seen anyone lose their ability to drive their parking lot faster than a parent with children. So the fact that there's even any overlap with these businesses closing and the potential children showing up gives me concern for the parking and the flow of traffic. Because there's always going to be the parents who show up half an hour early for God knows what reason, parks and want to all park in front of these facilities and wait for the time to drop off their kids rather than, you know, take their kids somewhere else for that 30 minutes. And I'm concerned that we're going to not have enough parking and we're going to run into that. But I don't know if this is just an issue where we say, come back in a year and for a public hearing and see if anyone wants to complain about parking, and if not, we just move on with our day. Because I agree, we need more indoor facilities with air conditioning so we don't kill the kids. But
I agree that, I mean, staff does recommend a one-year review. However, I mean, we're talking a huge reduction in parking, and anytime, I mean, what's the occupancy? How many kids can you have in there at one time?
As far as the fire station requirement, or the more the expectation of how many kids there would be?
Well, either one, because
I can imagine the fire station requirement would be immense, because it is a very large building. You have almost a full-size soccer field in there, so I'm sure that you could put hundreds of people in there at any given time. As far as the actual amount of kids, I believe a soccer team is 6 people. And if you were to say you would have 4 teams in there practicing at any one time, that would be 24. Some coaches, 30.
They don't own the building? They're renting the building?
Renting.
The soccer facility is renting.
Yeah, because you're not going to make it if you only get 30 kids unless you're charging an enormous amount of money.
I'm 90% sure soccer teams have more than 6 kids. Just going off the fact, I'm fairly sure on Ted Lasso there was at least 12 people on Ted Lasso.
Not for indoor.
Not
for, I played indoor soccer for 18 years.
Okay.
And 6 to a team.
Even if we were talking about 10 to 10, I'm estimating there'd be 4 teams at a time. That's a very rough estimate. It would still be less than if it was an Amazon and there would be workers there all the time. And it may I address things said earlier, let's not forget there are still 65 spaces available. So even if there are parents who are waiting or a little early, there is still good parking. Like I said, it was called a training facility, we would be adequately parked. It's just that it's called a recreational facility because it's a soccer field. As far as the where, we have seen plenty of places around town put up signs, hey, no parking, parking for La Quinta guests only. That's probably going to happen, and that will get enforced, and parents will have their cars towed and have their kids there. So I'm not afraid of anyone parking at La Quinta. I'm not afraid of anyone parking at the warehouse across the street for almost the same reason, but they're not going across the Surrey. And so I think to your point, if parents can't park, they're not going to have their kids go to that school. So it's a business model decision that the business will have to cope with.
Yeah, I just want everyone to be successful. I like the idea of there being an indoor soccer area that people can practice in. I'm concerned about logistics. We regularly see people come with training facilities, schools, what have you, and they don't have enough parking. They promise it's going to be fine. And then in a year, we're here with a lot of very angry people about the fact it was not fine. So if we could just preempt that, that would be the best thing we ever. But anyone else have thoughts?
Are there going to be any other activities there? Because as I say, I just don't see how to make money with 24 kids. How you can survive paying rent on that size building, plus the insurance and everything else.
Can I butt in?
If you put, give us your name and address.
Gina Bichetto, 6832 Crystal Rapids Street, and Bichetto is E as in boy, O-S-C-H-E-T-T-O. As a former soccer player, there used to be a facility right off of Eastern and Oquendo that I played at. I actually dislocated my knee there last year. But when the players come into play, it's so, you have different times for your game. So there's never, you don't have more than 30 people there at a time. It's very, you go in, play your game, and leave. There's not really much lounging around or anything like that, just for my input. I'm the original designer for what we had a year ago. I'm okay. Boston Engineering, and we got full approvals all the way up until we got a site change. So now we're trying to, like you said, you know, redesign it for what the owners want for their buildings. And just wanted to put my two cents in there. I think it'd be great to open up another indoor soccer place.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And like, I think 90% of the time it's gonna be fine, but what happens when there's a training clinic hosted and you have more kids than normal come,
right,
and people who park because they're at a training clinic all day,
right,
and then we have these issues. So
like or something.
Yeah, so that's more where I don't expect them to, not like they're gonna host it every single weekend. That's not my expectation, but one bad experience will make everyone upset, and we have to try to plan around that and try to manage that expectation. But I think realistically it's going to see everyone in a year and find out how happy
I
upset everyone is.
I think Greg's right at the beginning, because I don't see any neighbor coming to complain.
No.
It's going to be a landlord decision as to his other owners are going to complain, and
yeah, it's going to be the auto parts guy.
The CC&R people will get all brought up, and it'll be a mess.
So you're leasing the building, is that right?
These two, well, I understand, these two buildings will be owned.
Okay.
This building will be leased, yes.
All right. So worst case, if it didn't work out in a year, they'd be out the upgrades to that one building, but not the cost of building it and everything else.
I imagine that would be the case.
Yeah. So I don't know. I would think that with the 1 year review, if it didn't work out, they'd come back to the board with a plan.
And so would your recommendation be the 1 year review if there are complaints filed, or
the 1 year
review
is Brian
a public,
is
hearing,
public
hearing.
And would it be as a public hearing or as
public
hearing?
Public hearing.
So, okay.
So if there's no complaints, we're like, yay. There is complaints, and we have a fair conversation.
And hopefully, if there are complaints, you can work it out before it even gets to that point.
Of course.
Okay. We want to make
one and
nope.
Three.
May Mr. Ochoa?
Michael Ochoa,
yes.
Ochoa Development, 901 North Green Valley Parkway. Buildings one and three, in contract with those owners, they will own their own building. They are aware of the soccer. guy, Jason. And Jason Leslie is a, you know, he runs a facility here. They run a fabulous, a great show. And we're excited about what they're going to do and what for the community. And we believe it is a great use. And so we're leasing him his building number two, and he has an option to buy it. But, you know, we've talked about his hours, and you see his facility. What happens, you know, his people don't show up till 5. I mean, these kids don't get out of school till, you know, their parents are bringing them out to school. And then on Saturdays, you know, mainly on Saturdays. And so, you know, we think it's a good fit. He has a good program. He has a good financial statement. You know, he has the things that we're looking for as a landlord. And we think it's a good fit. And if there are complaints, then of course we need to deal with that. And so you make a good point, sir. And we would be willing to, of course, come back.
Okay. Try.
Right. So I'll make a motion to approve subject disciplinary staff conditions of, if approved, with a 1-year review as a public hearing to address any potential issues.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to the preliminary, if approved, staff conditions with a 1-year review as a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Item number 3. So much. I'd like to combine 3 and 4 if that's okay with the applicant. Okay, item number 3, ZC230665, WHTBX Decatur LLC. Zone change to reclassify 1 acre from a C2 general commercial AE65 zone to an MD design manufacturing AE65 zone, waiver of development standards to reduce parking, design review for an office warehouse facility on 4.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Decatur Boulevard and Post Road within Paradise. Item number 4, VS230666, WHTBX Decatur LLC, vacant and abandoned easements of interest to Clark County, located between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street and between Post Road and Saab Avenue, and a portion of right-of-way being Post Road between Decatur Boulevard and Cameron Street, and a portion of right-of-way being Decatur Boulevard between Saab Avenue and Post Road within Paradise. Your name and address, please.
My name is Brandon Strauss. I'm with SDA Design. Address is 2525 Russ Ryder Ridge, Henderson, Nevada. We have our building will be going, as you know, on the corner of Decatur and Post. We're looking for the zone change, the parcel to the north, to incorporate everything to be zoned as manufacturing design. And that northern lot will be parking, and the parcels to the south will contain the building itself. The building is approximately 94,000 square foot manufacturing design building, warehouse, and office for main electrical supply, which we'll be having various trucks come in and load up. We have put the loading docks underneath the building to obstruct them from visual and audio infringement on the existing site. There's some residential up to the north here, which will be located adjacent to the parking. We have manufacturing in this area here. And in this area here is an empty lot. And up here there's a large parking lot that's used for event parking for the employees of the nearby stadium. Waivers that we have, an idea of what we have been working on. And this will show you the waivers that we've gone through with Public Works. Here's your right-of-ways along Decatur. And these are our easements that we have vacated. I believe it was this easement here that prompted a design study, or I'm sorry, a drainage study, and we went through the process with the design team, and they approved that with a few conditions, which we will meet whenever we go for construction. And this is the approval from Public Works. Landscape of the site, the intense landscaping next to the potential residential over here, that residential zoning. Parking, requesting a waiver of about 6 cars, that's 4.3%. The reasoning for that is this entrance here is the proximity to this entrance was a concern. So what we did is we increased the stroke depth as much as we could, it's 50 feet, and that's going to have a more stacking build up here. And it would be any congestion that would happen at that adjacent driveway. The other driveways all have adequate stroke depth, worked that through Public Works, so we shouldn't have any stacking problems with the entrances to this site. Floor plan is mostly warehouse with office in the front and on the second story. As you can see, we have the loading underneath the building here. As far as elevations, we're using large contemporary matting with modern curtain walls in the front and the entrances. Try to create a nice aesthetic, which sort of blend into the neighboring buildings. This is on the north side. This is a pro sports center that would be across the street. And we also have manufacturing buildings adjacent that have very similar massing. So the building would not be out of place in its current situation. With some renderings that we have done.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
It seems that you're very well aware of all the public works and everything because you've already accounted for that.
Yeah, we've worked for everything with them. They have conditions for us whenever we go to.
And it's really what, a 4% reduction in parking, something like that?
Yeah.
It's like 6
spots. I'm sure no one has anything. I'd make a motion to approve subject to the planning, the staff conditions.
We have motion on the floor to approve items 3 and 4 subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. You go on to BCC on 1121. Item number 5, WS 230674, County of Clark Public Works, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate sidewalk and street landscaping, waive full off-site improvements, and waive requirement for a county-approved turnaround at Sir Este Avenue in conjunction with a minor subdivision map on 11.9 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and a PF Public Facility Zone generally located on the northeast corner of Paradise Road and Sir Este Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
Hi.
Kayla Casella, C-A-S-S-E-L-L-A, 2727 South Rainbow Boulevard. I'm from Beach Head, Nevada. I'm representing this on behalf of Clark County Public Works. For our site, we are processing a parcel map to combine three lots total. There are no civil improvement plans associated to these parcels at this time, so we're requesting a waiver of development standards for the detached sidewalks and landscaping on Sureste Avenue, full off-site improvements except minimum paving on Sureste Avenue, and for a county-through-town turnaround on Sureste Avenue. These requirements were listed in the parcel map preliminary review letter for the parcel map MSM 22600101. The purpose of this parcel map is to create a legal parcel for the fire station, which on the exhibit is lot one, which is currently a leased parcel, and to merge the remaining lots into one parcel, creating a two-lot parcel map, and then the merging of the two parcels is what creates lot two. And I'm open to any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So this is more of like a cleanup item?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And we worked with Tina at the Clark County Map team, as well as, who our like planning reviewer was. But we coordinated with them to get like the right verbiage to make sure everything was like, covered.
It's him right there.
Oh.
I already did.
Oh, okay. So I guess according to this, the code compliant landscaping will come along and sidewalks come along later.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't want to like put in the sidewalks and like try and pick and choose where the driveways go for a site that we're not developing, and then they have to like rip out the sidewalk or go off the side the driveway, things like that.
Okay.
Very good.
If no one has anything to on this one, I'd make a motion to approve. Subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. You go on to BCC, Board of County Commissioners on 11/21. Okay. General business. The board needs to approve a representative and an alternate to the County Development Advisory Committee, CDAC, for 23 and 24. And I believe after discussions, we are, Kimberly Schwartzlander would be the representative and Angelo Carvalho would be the alternate. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I will make a motion to appoint Kimberly and Angelo. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Were you an aye or an opposed?
Doesn't matter.
All right. We have comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Is there anyone who'd like to speak? Seeing none, our next meeting is November 14th, 2023.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
I was so confused.